弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all.
好高兴再次再来到大家当中分享神的话语。
It's a great pleasure to be here with you all.
在讲道之前，我也诚恳地邀请大家来参加我们的角胜布道团的35周年的感恩聚会。
Before the sermon, I would like to once again invite you all to be part of our Thanksgiving dinner for CCHC.
从头一天一直走了35年呢，却是不简单的事情。
From the very first day and on, we have walked on this path for 35 years. It is truly not an easy journey.
我是35岁开始角胜的。
So I started the CCHC organization when I was 35 years old.
所以35年了，刚刚我70岁了。
So right now, again, another 35 years has passed, and now I'm 70.
确实是充满了恩典这一段的恩典之路。
Truly, this is a path of grace.
所以呢，我们不单唱那个恩典之路。
So not only we were singing the hymn of the path of grace.
我邀请大家来在11月12号来感受一下我们是如何走过了恩典之路的。
And I also would like to invite you all to be part of this Thanksgiving, so we know how we have gone through this journey of Thanksgiving on November 12th.
我给大家的票呢是。在11月12号的那个晚上的，在 Chinatown 的金峰酒楼的。
So we're going to have dinner ticket in Jingfeng restaurant in Chinatown, November 12th.
那个是个庆祝的时候。
It is a time of celebration.
也可以一起来吃一个美好的晚餐。
It's also the time that we can join dinner together.
有大概有1000人左右。
We expect about 1,000 people will participate.
但是假如你觉得这个路途太远了，晚上回来太晚了，那你们可以在礼拜六，就是11月11号那天。
If you think it's going to be too late on Sunday night, perhaps you can participate in another event of ours, which is the day before, November 11th.
1:30.
It will be held starting 1:30 in the afternoon in Queens. It's earlier.
那个是在角胜的总部，在那个 Queens, 使命中心。
The location will be at the headquarters of CCHC in Queens, Flushing.
So we will organize and see those people who like to go at night or like to go in the morning.
Perhaps we can gather together and talk about which event we can participate.
I hope everyone can celebrate and also know more about the workers.也可以彼此的支持。
I hope you can come and understand a little bit more about our ministry, and may we support one another.
好，今天呢，我带给大家的信息已经刚才读个两篇了。
And the passage I would like to share with you has already been read for twice already.
不晓得大家有没有个印象？
I wonder whether you have any impression about the passage we just read.
我定的题目是与基督同在，同行同工。
The topic I have said is being with Jesus, walk with Jesus, and walk with Jesus, and co-working with Jesus.
我们每次崇拜的时候，我们每次来到教会的时候，我们都是会想。我应该做什么?
Every time when we gather together to worship, oftentimes we thought about what should I do?
我们都会想到我应该如何的来成长，如何来做一个基督徒。
Oftentimes we think about how should I respond to do in order to become a more mature Christian.
不过今天呢，我希望大家有一个另外一个方向。
And however, today I hope you may have another perspective.
我们来思想一下我们的主耶稣基督，我们的神，其实他想什么。
And we want to know actually what's in the mind of our Lord Jesus.
其实他心里面是怎么样的呢？
What's truly he was thinking about.
我还好喜欢刚才大家后唱那首歌，我们爱主更加深。
I love the song we just sang that we should love our Lord deeper.
其实这是主最喜欢的事。
This is actually the core, the essence that our Lord wishes us to do.
就是一种的关系的建立。
That is a relationship building.
所以在圣经里面呢，常常会讲到耶稣基督他的感受，他的感觉。
And therefore, oftentimes the scripture describe how our Lord Jesus felt.
讲到圣灵的担忧。
And talk about the worries.
他会担忧我们的。
Yes, indeed, Holy Spirit worry about us.
耶稣会对彼得说：“你爱我，你爱我吗？你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And Jesus even say to Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me more than this?"
是不是啊？这个都是一种爱的关系。
And this is a relationship of love, isn't it?
刚才我们读过了，有两段的圣经。
We just read two passages.
第一段圣经呢是讲到三章十四十五节。
The first portion is Mark chapter 3 verse 14 and 15.
那里呢是讲到耶稣呢去设立了十二个门徒。
It talk about Jesus appointed 12 disciples.
我们来看先看呢或者是十四十五这两节。
So verse 14 and verse 15.
这里说他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
第一，这里讲到耶稣，他主动的去。找了呼召了十二个人。
First of all, we see that Jesus actually took the initiative and found 12.
不是那十二个人来找他。
It's not this 12 actually tried to seek him.
就好像其他圣经讲，不是我们拣选了他，是他拣选了我们。
Not we chose him, but rather he chose us.
他主动的去找他们的。
He took the initiative to find them.
而且呢，那个路加福音呢，更加清楚的说，他是经过整夜的祷告，祷告完了，他就去找他们。
And actually, in the Gospel of Luke, describe actually Jesus took the whole night of praying, and then he took the initiative and find.
换句话说了，这个不是个偶然的。碰巧的一件事情。
In other words, this is not happened just by coincidence.
这里说他有找他们呢，有三件事情。
There are three purposes being mentioned here. Why he tried to find this 12.
请大家留意了。第一件事情是什么呢
？And that pay attention. What is the very first purpose?
是要他们与自己同在。
The first is.Ask them to be with him.
所以呢，耶稣呼召门徒呢，最重要的不是去成就大使命，做些什么事情，讲些什么事情。
So the most important essence and on the importance we need to know is not to we need to go to accomplish any great mission.
这是放在第二、第三。
They are the secondary or the third.
那是第一。
And Actually, the very first important thing is
是要与他同在
is to be with him.
然后差他们去传道
Then they will be sent.
然后给他们权柄赶鬼
To preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
这是一个很好的一个侍奉的原则
And this is a great principle about ministry.
好像刚才我们来领这个敬拜
And just like previously, we had the moment of leading people to worship.
领敬拜啦，第一件事情，你会找诗歌，你会看看什么诗歌是好的。
The very first thing when we try to prepare leading worship is praise and worship is trying to find what's good hymns.
你会想想应该讲什么话，
分享些什么话。You will think what to say and what to pray.
然后呢，你就在今天早上就用力用心来做好这件事情。
And then you try to serve wholeheartedly for this particular task.
假如是这样呢，你是做了第二、第三件事情。
If this is what you're trying to do, then you only accomplish what's secondary or the third.
第一件事情应该是先来与他同在。
The primary thing we should hold on to is to be with him.
去领受，去知道，去认识他。
To receive him, to understand, to know him.
这是很重要。
This is utterly important.
这个也表达了耶稣的心意。
It also expressed the will of Jesus.
他看重我们的同在，比我们的工作，我们的侍奉更重要。
He values our presence with him more than anything we do and anything about our ministry.
什么叫同在呢?
And what does it mean being with him?
今天你在这里。
Now today everyone is here.
来听讲道。
You're here to listen to sermon.
这是同在吗?
Does this consider as being?
这是外表是同在的。
Yes, externally, physically, yes.
你们是听讲道。
Yes, you are here to listen to the
但是也可以不在的。
And actually, you can be absent at the same time.
是不是啊？你可以想啊，明天做什么了。
You may, your mind can be somewhere else.
你可以想啊，散会之后会做什么了。
You may think about what to do after the service.
那你就不在了。
Then you're not here.
那我也可以再讲到，我也可以不在的。
And me too. When I'm speaking, I may not be here either.
我就快快的讲完我的道，就讲完了。
And perhaps I try to rush through my sermon and try to finish it.
那我在的意思是什么呢
？And what does it mean the presence?
是我用心跟你们来交通的，跟你们讲话的。
Is that I use my heart to try to communicate with you? Try to talk to you.
这就是在的意思。
And this is, means what is being present.
可见呢，当时耶稣在这样做的时候，其实他拣选门徒呢，是因为他知道前面的路啊好长。
The reason why Jesus picked the 12 because he know there is a long journey ahead.
前面的路不容易走。
And the journey ahead will be a difficult one.
所以他第一件事情
And therefore, the very first thing
最初的时候
in the very beginning,
他就找一群人来与他同在同行
He appointed 12 to be with him to walk with him to work with him
这是表达他内心的一种渴望
It reflects the desire deep in his heart
虽然他是上帝
Though he is God
但是他有情感
And yet he has emotion feelings
他来到世界上的时候
When he came to this earth
他会感到孤单的
He did feel loneliness
他会找一些人与他同心的
He will find people who can resonate with his heart
所以他呼召门徒
And therefore he called 12
这段圣经的下面
And the later part of the passage
其实很快就看到了他遇到叫他非常非常难堪的事难堪的事情
and soon after he has encountered several things that will make him feel very awkward
他的所做的事情他的家人他身边的人并不了解
because what he was doingwas not understood by his family members.
我们来看二十节吧。
How about let's focus on verse 20 now.
这里说耶稣进了一个屋子众人又聚集甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。
It talk about then Jesus entered a house again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat.
从这节圣经来看呢我们看到耶稣好努力的工作。
From this verse, we see how Jesus working hard for the ministry.
他身边有好多人。
There are people around him.
都是需要他来帮助的人。
They are all in need and needing Jesus' help.
他也尽力工作。
And Jesus indeed tried very hard to serve them.
甚至连饭也顾不得吃。
To a point, we're not even able to eat.
这个不是一次了。
This is not just once.
有另外吃了，门徒知道他没有饭吃。
There was another occasion that when his disciple knew that he didn't have anything to eat.
因为他帮助那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
Because he was helping a Samaritan woman.
他努力工作
he worked very hard,
连饭都没有吃了
to a point that he didn't eat.
然后门徒就给他夫子请吃
and then the disciple asked the teacher, here's the food.
那个门徒不错啊很体会耶稣的这个饥饿他没得吃
and the disciple seems to be very accommodating and knowing thatJesus needs something to eat.
但是耶稣呢，是另外一种心事。
And yet, Jesus had another state of mind.
这种心事就是你关心我的身体的需要，你有没有关心我心灵的需要呢？
And what Jesus was trying to tell the disciple, yes, you indeed took care of my physical need, but are you mindful about my desire?
所以耶稣就对门徒说了
And therefore Jesus said to his disciples
他说我已经有 食物了
Jesus said I already had food
我已经有东西吃了
I already had something to eat
那个门徒就不明白明明没有了吃为什么又说有的吃呢
And the disciple was very puzzled It seems like you had nothing here How could you eat?
其实耶稣是要门徒明白一件事情。
And actually, there is one thing Jesus wished his disciple could understand.
在他的内心里面，有一些事情比吃更重要的。
There is something deep inside of Jesus' heart is greater than the physical need, such as food.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
主耶稣就对门徒说
，Lord Jesus then said to the disciples,
我的食物。就是遵行我父的旨意
is to obey the will of my God the Father
做成他的功
to accomplish his will
明白吧
don't you understand now
他的食物他的满足他的饱足
in order to be satisfied for Jesus
就是遵行父的旨意做成他的功
is to follow God's will to accomplish His assignment.
在这里同样的意思
It applies here as well.
他努力工作连饭也没得吃因为他是要做成他的工
Jesus worked hard to a point that he didn't eat is to accomplish what the will of God is.
其实这个次序好重要的
And we need to know the order, the priorities.
神他从来没有要我们不吃东西的。
God never asks us to be hungry.
常常他都供应我们吃的东西。
Oftentimes, he will provide the things we need.
他要我们把事情放在对的地方。
He wants us to put things in perspective, in priorities.
是要努力的工作。
We do need to work hard.
不过呢，他的家人不明白。
And however, his family couldn't understand what Jesus was doing.
我们来看看他的家人怎么办。
And let us see the response of Jesus' family members.
第二十一节。
So verse 21.
耶稣的亲属听见了。
When his family member, family heard about this,
就出来要拉住他。
They went to take charge of him.
因为他们说他癫狂了。
For they say he is out of his mind.
这是真的好伤感的事情、啊。
It looked very sad. In this
这个家人啊
，It is his family member.
亲属啊
，It's very close relatives.
看到耶稣没有饭吃
，When they have seen what Jesus is going through without food.
啊，当然啦、啊。他们好急啊
of course,
因为他们觉得没有东西吃怎么办
？And they were anxious because they were thinking.You couldn't go on without food.
不按时来吃饭会胃痛的。
If you don't eat food, regularly,
会影响身体的。
It will affect your physical body.
啊，所以啦， 亲属并没有做错啊。
So there's nothing wrong with the family.
不过呢，有点过分。
And however, they have done something over.
有时候呢，太爱对方呢，太爱自己家人呢，就有点会容易过分。
And sometimes we go out of our bound if we love our family member or ourselves beyond what we should.
他们怎么过分呢？
Where did they step out of that?
我们来看看他们过不过分，大家来评判一下。
Let's make a judgment here whether they have stepped out of their boundary or not.
于是这里说了，他们就出来。
So right here, saying
拉住他。
So they came and take charge of him.
就是耶稣在做工的时候，他们就出来拉住他。
So that is when Jesus was doing his ministry, and they came forward, took in charge of him, and drag him over.
这里也没有错啊，紧张吧。
Of course, they may not be anything wrong because they
were anxious. 紧张自己的家人吧。
Because they really want to pay attention to his family member.
怎么不吃饭呢？可以的。
How could you go on without food? You cannot do this.
拉他。
And therefore, they drag him and took him.
我们想象一下那个图画是怎么样。
Can you picture it?
你大概想象不到。
And perhaps it's hard for you to imagine.
这样吧。
How about
我讲到讲了三个小时了。
How about this? Am I preaching this here right here for 3 hours? Now it's 11:30.
师母了就看到了，就觉得不行啊，怎么可以这样啊
？And my wife stood aside, saying, "You cannot do this," and thinking you cannot keep on.
所以就走来拉住我，要我走。
And my wife just came forward and dragged me to down.
大概是这个情况。
So it is something like that, as you can imagine.
哎呀，这个我假如我是主耶稣，我就有种感觉，为什么要这样呢
？If I were Jesus, perhaps I think you don't need to do this.
难道我们的沟通是那么糟糕吗
？Is that our communication so poor like this?
糟糕到要拉才可以吗
？Communication is so poor to a point I need to be dragged.
举个手就可以啦。
Perhaps you just raise your hand.
这样就可以了。
Remind me, it's okay. We'll just go like this. And then then I understand.
明白吗
？Do you understand now?
这就是孤单。
And this is something called loneliness.
耶稣所做的事情。
What Jesus was doing.
他的亲属不明白。
His family members.They don't understand.
然后呢，还不止啊。
And not only that.
为什么他要拉住他呢
？Why Jesus was dragged by the members?
因为他们说
，Because people said，
他癫狂了。
He was crazy.
哎呀，真是太过分。
And this is truly step out of bound.
你不用说嘛。
You don't need to say he's out of bound.
家里面的事嘛。
This is something we see in the family
member. 就算我真的癫狂了，也不要说嘛。
Even though I'm truly crazy, you don't need to say this out loud.
而且是他们说，不是一个人说啊。
And right here we know this is just not a one family member said. It's a plural. They said.
哎呀，真是太糟糕。
And this is truly in a horrible situation here.
我们当然可以去解释啊，因为家人爱得他好厉害嘛。所以就无所不用其极啦。
And perhaps we can explain this away by saying because family members truly love him so much and therefore they try to use every mean possible.
但癫狂你知道是什么意思
But do you know the word saying out of his mind?
癫狂就是情绪化。
And out of his mind means he's too emotional.
情绪化。
Too emotional.
这意思就是
And emotional means
耶稣所做的一切是没有道理的，没有原因的，是情绪化。
Whatever he has done has no base of reasoning; it's all merely based on emotion.
这是没有意思的。
So it is meaningless.
假如你预备了好多的时间去预备这个崇拜。
Perhaps you have spent so much time to prepare for praise and worship. And you have led a great worship. And people are passionate.
很用心,
and you truly put this wholeheartedly.
全心全意的来带领敬拜,
you truly devote in ministry to lead people to praise.
然后下面的人说, 哎呀, 他们太情绪化了。
And people down there say, oh, they are just way too emotional.
你会觉得好孤单。
Would you feel lonely?
那不是误会那么简单。
It's not just merely based on the misunderstanding as simple as that.
也不是，是做错了，讲错了那么简单。
Or just merely made a mistake, saying the wrong words.
我想呢，大概耶稣没有管他们。
I believe Jesus didn't really pay attention to their words.
也没有骂他们。
He didn't rebuke them.
但是呢，所以呢，你看到下面呢，有一处地方啊，第三十一节，三十一节。
So if we keep on go on to verse 31,
那里说，当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来，站在外面，打发人去叫他。
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him.
后来呢，大概那个事情也平静了，他拉也他也不出去，他也没有管他，这还是继续工作。
Perhaps the incident subsided when they tried to drag Jesus out of the crowd. Jesus just kept on going.
然后他们就走了一阵子。
So they left for some time.
然后就站在外面。
And then they came back and they were standing outside.
就打发人去叫他。
Then they sent someone to call Jesus.
这是好一点了，进步了。
And this is an improvement.
这个问题没有改变。
And however, the problem is still there.
这个是他孤单的地方。
And this is where we see how lonely Jesus was.
所以当他人打发人叫他回打发人叫他的时候，然后耶稣就望住周围的人。
So when they sent someone to Jesus, Jesus looked around people around him.
他是有感而发了。
And he started to say some words out of his mind.
谁是我的弟兄姐妹呢？
And he said, Who is my mother and my brothers?
在这里他不是否认他的亲生的他的家人，他没有否定。
He is not here to deny the relationship he has with his own family members.
但是他有个更清楚的一个内心的一个说明。
And yet here there is an utter a deeper understanding of his heart.
你看看这个三十四节吧。
And perhaps we continue on to verse 34.
就四面观看了周围坐坐的人。
Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him.
说看啊，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
And said, Here are my mother.And my brothers.
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲啊。
Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
这个是耶稣处理这种关系的一个态度。
And this is the attitude how Jesus deal with relationship.
他没有骂，也没有反应，因为他知道他的家人是对他好。
He didn't rebuke and give them reprimand because they know, he knows his family member was trying to be nice to him.
无论怎么说，无论怎么做，都是好的。
No matter what they do, what they said is good.
所以弟兄姐妹，我也向这年轻的弟兄姐妹讲讲话。
And therefore, I'm here trying to speak to the younger generation here.
有时候爸爸妈妈说什么，家人说什么，有时候态度、言语、方法，有点你不一定认同。
Perhaps your parents or your elder generation may say some words to you to a point that you may not be able to accept or identify.
但是都是他们的好意。
And yet, they truly say it out of their goodwill.
耶稣知道的。
Yes, Jesus
understood this. 是他没有反抗。
And therefore, Jesus didn't respond with negative words.
没有骂回头。
He didn't rebuke them.
没有做任何的事情。
Jesus didn't say anything and do anything.
不过呢，他会慢慢的解释。
And yet he will try to explain a truth slowly, calmly. To explain what's in his heart to his family members.
我所需要的,
what I need.
弟兄姐妹和母亲,
brother, sister, and mother.
是那些遵行神旨意的那一种的态度。
Are those people who follow God's will?
好, 这个是第一个地方。
And this is the first point.
我们来看另外一个地方。
And that's go on to the next point.
很快的是, 连续下来的。
So continue on with the passage here.
22节。
Verse
22. 然后呢, 他从耶路撒冷下来的文士说, 他是被别师卜附着, 又说, 他是靠鬼王赶鬼的。
And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, He is possessed by Jezebel, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons.
这段圣经也是描述耶稣的心灵的孤单。
And once again, this passage describes how lonely Jesus was in his heart.
他的努力被人误解了。
All of his effort has been misunderstood by others.
他所做的一切好的事情都被否定了。
Everything good he has done has been denied by others.
是不是啊?
Is it?
一切的好事是不是他做的?
And anything he has done good, and people will make a remark, is he didn't do this, is someone else did.
他是因为那个鬼王附在他的身上，所以他做的是不由自主的。
And he is able to do this because the prince of demons was possessed on him, and therefore he was able to do this.
所以有没有 看过人被鬼附啊,
Have you ever seen people being possessed by demons?
被鬼附就是不由自主的。
And to a point, the person was not able to behave as himself.
没有意志的。
He's mindless.
所以完全的那个文士啊, 宗教的领袖啊, 是完全否定耶稣所做的一切。
So the teachers of the law and the religious leaders, they deny what Jesus has done.
然后更加, 更进一步了，是他靠着鬼王来赶鬼。
Furthermore, they make a remark that he was doing this, he was able to do this because of the prince of demons.
这是欺骗。
And which means he was deceiving others.
为什么呢?
Why?
明明是鬼王来赶嘛, 你把荣耀都带到自己身上去。
So they were saying it's the work has done because the prince of demons, and you try to get your glory out of this.
这个口啊是在人的身上啊, 你没有办法禁止的。
And lips were growing on people's head. You cannot stop and deny people's saying.
这种是这个努力做工的人啊, 是最大的一种伤感, 一种烦恼。
And this is the greatest worry of those people who do hardworking work.
常常叫我们不敢向前的。
And oftentimes hinder us to move forward.
算了，不要做了。
And a lot of time we are so frustrated we want to give up.
是没有意思的。
Because whatever we're doing is meaningless.
而且还会带来危险啊。
And not only that will bring forth risk and dangers.
这些危险就是别人的攻击啊。
And because people will start to attack you.
你站在讲台上啊, 你会成为一个被攻击的一个对象的。
When you are standing on the pulpit, you become the target of people's attacks.
坐在上面比较安全。
It's safer to sit down there.
所以大家都不愿意上的。
And therefore, no one would like to stand in front of people.
好像我讲到随时会讲错的。
Because just like I'm preaching, anytime I can utter wrong words.
那有心有人对我不好的不怀好意的话, 随时会找到一两句问题的。
If people have mindful and try to make a comment about me, they will catch my fault anytime.
为什么呢?
Why?
人的话可以千变万化的, 好的可以变成不好的。
Because words can be twisted by people.
明明是耶稣赶鬼。
It's right here, Jesus indeed cast out
demons. 他们就说被鬼附，所以赶到鬼了。
And people make a comment, say, you were able to do this because the prince of demons were on you. What's on you?
哎呀, 真的想到这些啊, 就不敢做工了。
When you think about those, then it will hinder you to do any type of ministry.
你知道我们在 人世间啊，是好多的情况之下会被攻击到的。
We live on this earth, and many times we will be attacked by all our circumstances.
这跟你的行为好跟坏没有关系。
It has nothing to do whether you behave well or not.
不是因为你做得好，或者做得不好。
It has nothing to do whether you are well behaved or you behave badly.
你是没有办法的。
There's no way you can do it.
我告诉大家哈，看看大家同不同意。
I will say an example to see whether you agree or not.
当一个人妒忌你的时候
，When a person start to have jealousy against you，
你是没办法的。
There's nothing you can do。
他是随时可以讲好的话来化解你的努力。
He can say all types of words to diminish everything you have done。
重伤你
，or slander you，
妒忌你
，because of jealousy
一种啊，其中一种。
This is just only one type of。
或者是说你做的事情。有利跟他有利益冲突的，也可能会攻击。
Or when it comes to the conflict of benefit，
他巴不得你从他的眼前消失掉。
The person wish you can just disappear from this earth or from his sight。
或者说他根本不喜欢你，他就讲了。
Or the person just didn't like you, then he will say the words against you。
这是好无辜的，就是不喜欢你。
And you could be an innocent victim because someone just didn't like you.
或者
don't like you.
第四啊，猜想你的动机。
Or fourth, they speculate your motive.
因为呢，他觉得自己好聪明，他想到，他猜到你里面的动机。
Because the person thought he or she is so smart, they can imagine your motive.
所以他也会讲些不应该讲的话。
And the person start to say some words that shouldn't be said.
还有呢，他觉得好自信。
Or someone feel he's so confident.
他认为你不好的。
He feel you're not good.
或者说别人如何说你不好。
Or they will say, someone else say you have some problem.
大家有没有觉得啊？
Don't you feel
我们很喜欢听人 别人说别人不好。
We love to hear people make a negative comment against
someone else. 幸灾乐祸。
And we feel we can just be a bystander and enjoy the fight.
别人怎么说？
And we talk about someone else say that.
他就跟着说了。
And then I'm just merely repeating it.
哎呀，最糟糕的你知道是什么？
And do you know what is the worst?
有些人啊，他有些幻觉的。
And some people have some illusion.
精神有问题。
They are not in their mind.
有啊。
Yes.
他会想到好多事情的。
They could just cook up some imagination.
然后他百分之百认定你就是这样。
And they start to be very sure that you are the type of person they would imagine.
哎呀，太危险了。
It's truly dangerous.
最好是什么都不做。
The best is just sit there and do nothing.
但是耶稣不会什么都不做的。
And yet Jesus won't just be there idly.
耶稣会继续向前走。
Jesus just marching forward.
但是他需要。
And yet there's a need in him.
有真正的弟兄姐妹。
He needs true brothers and sisters.
他需要有与他同在的人，了解他的人。
He needs people to be with him.
我们用
understand him.
我们用短短的时间。来学习，假如我愿意与他同在的话，那我应该做什么？
Perhaps we use a short moment to imagine if I'm able to be with him, what should I be and what should I do?
记得有一次耶稣非常孤单的时候，
There was one incident when Jesus was very lonely.
他就带了彼得、约翰、雅各到克西玛利园祷告。
He brought his disciple Peter, James, and John to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
记得吗？
Do you remember that incident?
就是带着他们去祷告。
He brought these three to pray.
所以什么叫与基督同在、同行、同工呢？
And what does it mean being with Jesus, walk with Jesus, and work with Jesus?
与他一同祷告。
Is to pray with him.
为他所挂念的事情来祷告。
To pray for what he is mindful of.
就好像保罗，使徒保罗这样说。
Just like Apostle Paul said,
我体会耶稣基督的心肠。
I can understand the heart of Jesus.
切切地想念你们众人。
And so I'm so mindful of you all here.
什么是 与基督同在同行同工呢？
And what does it mean be with Jesus, walk with Jesus, and work with Jesus?
就是在祷告中。
That is in praying.
想念他所想念的人，对保罗。
And be mindful what Jesus was mindful of. This is Paul.
那另外呢，在这段圣经讲什么？
And how about in this passage?
他最希望的是什么呢？
And what was the desire of Jesus in Jesus?
只有那些遵循神旨意的人。
Only those who follow the will of God.
我再说，只有那些遵循神旨意的人。
Let me repeat it again. Only those who follow the will of God.
才会了解他为什么不吃饭。
Only then they understand why Jesus skipped meal. Do you understand?
只有那些有神的心意，遵循神的心意的人，才会明白为什么他那么劳苦。
Only people who understood the will of God then can understand why Jesus labored so hard.
所以，假如我们立志遵循神的旨意
，If we set our mind to follow God's will,
我们就活在一个关系里面。
Then we are living in a type of relationship.
我们开始了解。为什么耶稣不吃饭呢？
We can begin to understand why Jesus skipped meals.
为什么耶稣那么紧张上耶路撒冷？
And why Jesus was so tense before he went to Jerusalem.
你知道吗？有一次他要上耶路撒冷，彼得拉住他。
Don't you remember there was one incident when Jesus determined to go to Jerusalem and Peter dragged him and took hold of him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为因为彼得不明白耶稣的动机，耶稣的心意。
Because Peter didn't understand the motive of Jesus and the will of Jesus.
当我们这样做的时候
，When we do this，
其实我们就活在一种的非常美好的一种教会生活里面。
And actually, we start to live a very beautiful church life.
为什么呢
？Why？
保罗从他的弟兄姐妹里面得到安慰。
That Paul received comfort from the brothers and sisters around him.
因为那些腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹是爱神的人。
Because Philippian church members, they love God.
所以呢，当他们一起来同工的时候
，And then when they co-working together.
一同来爱主的时候
，When they all love the Lord.
一同来体贴主的心意的时候
，When they all try to follow the will of God.
其实，在那种情况之下，他们就可以彼此欣赏了。
And under that condition, they start to appreciate one another.
他们从弟兄姐妹的努力里面得到安慰，得到喜乐。
They were comforted by each other's effort and hard working.
所以呢，他对腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹说：“你们就是我的喜乐。”
And therefore, Paul said to the brothers and sisters in Philippian church, "Say, you are my joy."
因为大家都活在一种爱神的那种光景之中。
Because everyone's living in a condition of loving God.
你会觉得好舒服，好享受。
You feel there's a great peace and joy
在聚会的时候
，and especially in a meeting.
我不晓得你今天聚会享不享受。
I wonder whether you enjoy the gathering here or not.
啊，我看到他们领诗歌的时候带领敬拜，我就有点享受。
And when I see the people leading worship, I feel there is a great joy in my heart.
啊，可以看到年轻的弟兄在那里带领讲些话，心里面好大的享受。
And I see young persons start leading the worship. I feel there is a great comfort and joy.
为他们感谢神呢，年轻的时候。就好好侍奉主。
And I praise God and give thanks to God when they are young, they were able to serve.
啊，就有喜乐，就有享受了。
And therefore, I have a great joy in my heart.
啊，看我，当我看到姐妹带领几个年轻人站在这里来一同侍奉， 也是一种享受。
When I see our sister leading young people here to serve, I feel there's a great enjoyment in my heart.
有没有看到啊？
Don't you see it?
她其实是带领着几个年轻人在侍奉主啊。
And she's actually leading young people to serve God.
而且用心来侍奉主啊。
And serve Him wholeheartedly.
是不是享受啊？
Isn't this enjoyable?
是不是喜乐啊？
Isn't this a great joy?
假如教会里面每一位弟兄姐妹都遵循神的旨意。
If every single brothers and sisters, we all follow the will of God.
做成他的工
and try to do what he will us to do,
我们就活在恩典之中
then we are living in grace.
所以弟兄姐妹我们一起来侍奉主
and so brother and sister, let's all serve him together.
一起来遵循神的旨
let's all follow his will.
这是非常重要
and this is so important.
耶稣希望
what Jesus desires,
有人与他同在
That people will, someone will be with him.
同行,
to walk with
同工,
him. To work with him.
这是他的心。
And this is the desire of our Lord Jesus.
他是有感情的。
He has feelings.
他是有感觉的。
He has emotion.
所以他对彼得说,
And therefore he said to
Peter, 你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than this?
你牧养我的小羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
我一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主，求你继续在我们的心中来带领着我们。
Dear Lord, may you continue to lead us in our heart.
让我们真的能够感受到你所感受的。
So that we can truly feel how you feel.
以知道我们能够爱你所爱的。
So that we can truly love whom you love.
忧你所忧的。
To worry what you are mindful of.
也担负你所担负。
And to carry on the burden what you have
burdened of. 主啊，我们承认我们都是软弱。
And Lord, we are truly feeble and weak.
但我们需要你帮助扶持。
And we need your support and guidance.
愿你带领我们。
May you lead us.
也呼召我们到你的面前跟随你。
And call us to come before you and follow you.
一生来遵循你的心意。
To follow your will for the rest of our lives.
来行事为人。
To behave, to live.
愿你随听祷告。
May you listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.